Understanding hatred. Bradford, a northern England town, was the site of Britain's third race riot last summer. It was also its worst. 281 policemen were injured and 36 troublemakers arrested. The riot's immediate cause was a rumour that the National Front, a right-wing extremist group, planned to march through the city. It didn't, but clashes between Asian and white youths turned into a fully-fledged battle. The riots shocked the Bradfordians, but didn't surprise them. For years, the city had been sliding into a de facto apartheid, with Asian, Afro-Caribbean, and white communities living, working, and studying separately. On street corners, bored Asian and white youths say they have faced naked racism every day. But at inter-race meetings, nobody has had enough courage to say, "Hey, there are some lads in your community who are troublemakers." Everyone is afraid of sounding racist. The question then is, can multiracial society work? And if so, how to make it work?